Mailed solicitations for home equity loans are becoming as common as, well, credit card offers. When Steve Clark receives one of these generous invitations to borrow on the equity in his home, he carefully places the unopened envelope on his fireplace mantle. And when the stack gets too high, he deposits them in the circular file. Is he tossing away the opportunity of a lifetime?
I hate junk mail. The problem is, when it comes to home equity offers these days, I have trouble distinguishing Shinola from the other stuff. Most of us acquire our mortgages before we really know what we're doing. Afterwards, there's equity lines of credit, home equity loans, second mortgages, instant credit for large sums of money. Sometimes I'm tempted. There are improvements I'd like to make to the property. Credit cards to pay off. But would I be making a big mistake? Is it ever a good idea? Jeff Kyle's resume is longer than an amortization schedule. He is head of the real estate program at J. Sargent Reynolds Community College, an economist, and assistant professor of business technology.
If you want to make home improvements, such as a major purchase, the home equity loan is a very positive thing. If you want to consolidate your bills, that means paying off all your bills and loans and lowering your monthly payment, that is a very positive point around Christmas time and holiday season. You can use the home equity loan for vacation planning, for tuition needs, for emergency expenses, for luxury items, and you can finance this with a lower monthly payment. This is the best virtue for the home equity loan.
And is this a tax deductible?
Most of the interest would be deductible if it is a secured home improvement. However, what you should do is...
What do you mean by a secured home improvement?
A new window. See, you have to prove what you're doing with the home equity loan. There are issues which are defined as unsecured loans, which could be of questionable character of how the money was spent.
Okay.
And therefore, the IRS could do an investigation. That's why I'm saying you should contact your tax advisor to get final opinion of what interest deduction that you would be able to get. That is a caveat to be aware of. The other point is that debt is good, but debt is not good. If we have major tax changes with a balanced budget, debt will become a liability down the road rather than an asset.
Well, does it matter with whom you take up one of these loans or get a line of credit? And is it a good idea to establish a line of credit before you get a home equity loan?
When it comes to home equity loans, be very careful, check them out, scrutinize them, check with the state, and just make sure they are legitimate, because the interest rates that you're charged may not be what you seem, the annual percentage rate. The other example is, most of you probably get information in the mail how you can get $150,000 on a property that's only worth $48,000, and they'll give you a check in the mail for $48,444.44 with no trouble at all. When I get that, it goes in the circular file in a matter of 1/10 of a second.
Well, is there a certain percentage or limit on your home's equity which you shouldn't exceed when you're opening a line of credit or getting a home equity loan?
A lot of times the lender will dictate to you how much they will give you.
So they'll take a look at what you already have.
They will look at your assets, they'll look at your liabilities, what you owe and what you own, and they will determine how much they will give you.
Well, that's essentially to protect them.
That protects their hide. In the event that you default and you can't make payments.
And what should your rule of thumb be to protect your hide?
Probably not to exceed 20%.
Tax laws, of course, are always changing. It's a maze. And what was pertinent and valid 15 years ago, 10 years, 5 years ago, certainly isn't now. There must be some way of looking ahead and seeing what's coming up so far as real estate and mortgages and mortgage law. What's your take on what's happening in Congress?
Congress is trying to work with the Senate and the executive branch to balance our budget and trying to get rid of partisan politics. I see one problem, the home interest deduction, which is the interest, Washington, I don't think will ever get rid of. What I see the future, I don't see the government touching that at all. I see them coming after this home equity loan and trying to fine-tune it and cut it down significantly as to be more specific as to what you can use the interest deductions for with a specific list. Right now, you can go to the islands and write that off and take the interest off. You can buy a car and you can take the interest off. If I go out and buy a car and I borrow the money, that interest is not deductible as a personal loan. But if I get the money, borrow it from my home equity loan of, let's say, $20,000, I can write that whole thing off and make payments back, and that interest is deductible.
Now, if you've already made an arrangement with a home equity loan company and the law changes, how will that affect you?
You'll probably have to wing it and suffer it the way the law has changed, because what Congress does is make things retroactive
in many cases. So we need to be very, very careful.
Play it cool. Be careful. Watch in front of you. Watch behind you. And know what you're doing before you do it.
Jeff Kyle is head of the real estate program at J. Sargent Reynolds Community College. I'm Steve Clark.
When Steve Clark isn't laboring on his old house, he works for public radio station WCVE in Richmond. You're listening to With Good Reason. To comment, email us at reason@chev, that's chev.edu. We had research assistance for With Good Reason from Sharon Constance. Evelyn Baylor handles listener services, and Kevin Puccini composed our theme music. I'm Carolyn Elliott. Tune in next week when guest host Fred Eccles takes a look at work done in Virginia to eliminate the world's landmines. You're listening to Money by Pink Floyd. This program was produced with the help of WCVE Richmond. Thanks also to WHRV Norfolk.
With Good Reason is produced for the Virginia Higher Education Broadcasting Consortium by the State Council of Higher Education and public radio stations serving Virginia. The views expressed are not necessarily those of the consortium or this station. To comment on today's program or to receive tapes or transcripts, call toll-free 1-800-245-2434.